As you may have discerned from Rachel's leading, today we're going to be talking about blessing and about how God blesses us. And we're going to be looking at one of my favourite prayers in the Bible. But I want to start with this. A game of peekaboo. It's one of my favourite games to play with babies. Nothing quite gives you the sound of a baby's laughter like a game of peekaboo. Now you see me, now you don't. Ah, boom! It's just the best game and they never get sick of it. And neither do most people playing with them. But somewhere in the first year of a baby's life, this game can frighten them. There's a little window, not for every baby, but for lots of them, where they become quite distressed when the adult's face is covered over. Have they gone away? Are they coming back? Ooh. Well, baby's face, you'll just have to make do with mine. Just crumples up and they're terrified and they're sad. It's really very distressing for them. They don't know that people are permanent and they think their mum or their dad or whoever they're playing with has disappeared forever. It's really distressing. We're back on, Kathy. When we're older, we can be frightened of someone's face disappearing for different reasons. In the middle of a conflict, when somebody turns their face away from us, we know this is not a good sign. And we are frightened. We know at that point that we're not at peace. We're not communicating well because they're looking away. In this instance, both of them are looking away and there are some crossed arms. The body language in this picture does not suggest a discussion that's going well. As adults, we become students of body language. But in our growing up years, we spend a lot of energy studying other people's bodies, trying to figure out what is happening in our interactions with other people. When there is confusion between what somebody says and what their body is doing, we know to be disturbed. When someone says, "It's fine," or "I'm not angry," we're not convinced. The words might say the right thing, but the body is saying something different. Again, if we look at this discussion, it's not going well. And when we are talking to somebody and we're getting the tops of their head or their face looking away, it's really concerning. We know something's not happening. Teachers become masters in body language. It's really important on yard duty. Often from 50 metres away, we can tell what's going on by the body language. What's happening here? What's the kid on this side doing? On this side doing, I should say. What are they doing? They're dobbing. Thank you, Bronwyn. And what's the other kid doing? They're trying to explain why they did what they did. What about this person? What's she feeling? What do you reckon? There are no right or wrong answers. This is someone's face. What do you reckon she's feeling? Shock?
Surprise.
Sorry?
Surprise?
Surprise? Fear? Any other bids? What about this one? What's she feeling? Scared? She doesn't look like she's feeling very safe at all, does she? What's she saying? She could be distressed. What else could she be saying? Sorry? Too loud? I don't want to hear. That's how I interpreted it, because I'm a bit inclined to go la 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 when I don't want to hear something. So that's how I interpret this. What about this? Sorry?
I told you.
What else could it mean? He's looking seriously cross. We'd not like to be at the back of that, would we? Any other bids? There is no right or wrong. I reckon he's cranky. Sorry?
There is.
There is. It's sizzling. Sorry? Yeah. Yeah, you don't think you're going to negotiate anything easy with this person, do you? Okay. Feeling the love. Oh, well, it could be. There are no right or wrong answers. We can't see his scarf, though. Body language tells us about our relationships with others, because our bodies don't lie nearly as convincingly as our mouths might have learned to. Social skills are built on being able to read body language just as much as they're built on being able to understand words. When we think about our relationship with God, when we are thinking about relationships with human beings, we know that when they turn their face away from us, we are fearful about the quality of our relationship. Don't we also fear God turning his face away from us? We don't want God to turn away from us, because if he does, we know that we are doomed. And the great thing is, God's desire is actually to draw closer to us, not to turn his face or give us his back. God wants to turn his face toward us and for us to turn ours toward him. To be in a relationship which, using language that I find hard to explain and I think we all find hard to understand, to be in that right relationship with God is to be blessed. Now, this is language we use a lot. We talk about it in churches, that this is a blessing, or God has blessed his people. But sometimes I think the question lingers, but what exactly is blessing? In Numbers, which is a book that constantly references the Israelite people turning away from God, pulling away with grumbling and disobedience, and then more grumbling and more disobedience. Like, read through it. Grumble, disobedience, God's merciful. Grumble, disobedience, God's merciful. We see this picture of a God who wants to bless his people. And he gives the leaders of the Israelites a particular way that he wants them to bless the Israelites. He gives his prayer to Aaron and says, this is how you are to bless the people. I'm sure you will recognise this prayer. It comes from Numbers chapter 6, verses 2 to 27. The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. The Lord... In Hebrew, each verse of this poetic prayer starts with the name Yahweh. The verse is just three words long. Hebrew words are quite long, and they are compound words with a lot of meaning in each one. The second verse is five words long, And the final verse is 7 words long. So this has been written to not only be a beautiful prayer of blessing, but in a form of poetry. But even in English, this is a beautiful prayer. But here's the thing, what does it mean? We can say this, we know the meaning of each of those words, but what does blessing actually mean? To be blessed is to be in right relationship with God, to experience the thing called shalom, which is peace between us and God. For God's body language to say, I am right with you, and you are right with me. For him to turn his face towards us, which can create a conundrum. Is God for his people or not? Well, he is, but relationships are mutual. They flow two ways. If the quality of our relationship with God is good, it will be right, it will be whole, it will be peaceful. We won't be the ones who are hiding our faces, avoiding a God that we are frightened of because we know we're not right with him. We will be living in shalom. Now I want to have a look at each verse of this prayer. The first one. The Lord bless you and keep you. There are two ideas here. When this prayer asks God to keep his people, it's asking him to guard them, to stand over them, to be the one who keeps them safe, their protector. In a number of places in the book of Psalms, Yahweh is referred to as Israel's keeper. That's one of the names for God, Israel's keeper. He is in a covenant with his people, and he promises that he will be their God and they will be his people. He promises to protect them against the dangers that surround them on every side. The dangers that surround us on every side. And he does this for the sake of his own name. God's blessing is given to restore the world. Blessing is the opposite of what happened at the fall, where God gave people consequences for their sin that put them at a greater distance from him. But when he blesses, he draws near. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. What does it mean, Yahweh's face shining on his people? What does it mean if someone's face shines on you? We know the difference. We know what it is when we see somebody do it. When somebody's face shines on us, their smile goes right to their eyes. Their face and their body language agrees with their words. And in their eyes, we see graciousness, acceptance, love. When God makes his face shine on his people, he's promising that he will enlighten them, that he will accept them, that he will see them fully, because he's really looking at them. He hasn't not just turned his face in their direction and is noticing that they've got on a green jumper today. This is God seeing his people, seeing their hearts, seeing what they need and enabling them to see. We love it when other people's faces shine on us. Don't we want God's face to shine on us too? those times when we feel his smile on us are precious. When this prayer asks God to be gracious to his people, it's asking him to give them the gifts that they need, to be kind to them, to be merciful. And given the context of Numbers, these people needed a lot of mercy. And giving them his favour. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Again, there's this idea of God turning his face, of God's body language being for us. The Lord hearing their voices, hearing their prayers, seeing their needs, approving them, showing his favour. The idea is repeated, which happens a lot in Hebrew, to strengthen what is said. Words are often doubled up. Ideas are often repeated in the next sentence. How does God show his favour? By giving them peace. And this is not the absence of war. This is about shalom. This is about a positive state of things being right. A well-being. A state of fullness in God. Sometimes we can be empty in front of God. Shalom is being full in God. We can't fill ourselves. The well-being movement that is all around us has a lot to commend it, but it assumes that we can fill our own souls. We can't. Shalom is God filling us. Only he can give true, lasting shalom. The kind of peace that comes by integrity and wholeness in our innermost being. This is what being, becoming, is all about. Being in Christ is being full of his shalom. Now, this is a very short prayer, a blessing that is a shorthand for everything that God wants to do in his people. It's a summary of it. Most prayers are. And it's a beautiful reminder of his desires. But what do we do with this prayer? Ooh, not that. What do we do with this prayer? Why have I thought this is worth preaching on? This is a prayer that God gave to his people and said to pray it. That alone makes it important. It's in the Bible. That means it is useful. I suggest we use this prayer to do exactly what it was given for, to bless other people, as a shorthand way of saying to people and saying to God all the desires we have. It is a beautiful prayer to use at bedtime before we turn off the light over our children. It's a beautiful prayer to use at a mealtime. We say grace at the start of a meal. Can we bless the people at our table this way? I've had people pray this over me as a farewell. And this was big farewells, often people going back to the United States or moving into state where I just wouldn't see them very often. This was from Alice Springs. It is a beautiful prayer to pray in parting. I've had people pray it over me when they haven't known how to pray. I had a number of people pray it over me when I was having cancer treatment. But it is also a great prayer to pray over people who are not sure where they stand with God. I know a number of hospital chaplains, and this prayer is one that they pray again and again and again in their work as chaplains. It's shorthand for all that they long for the people that they're ministering to in a hospital. They can't recapitulate the whole situation, but this prayer covers it all. It's praying for shalom, for peace in their bodies, their minds, their relationships, and most especially for them and God. There is a time for using the prayers that God has given us. There is a time for using the Lord's Prayer. And there is a time for using these prayers of blessing. I commend it to you. It's one to learn off by heart, to tuck in your pocket, and every time you pull it out, to say it to yourself so that you learn it by heart. And I encourage you to consider praying it with others. Let me pray it over you. And somehow this prayer needs raised hands. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.